What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pipe Professor Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Kyle Andrew, and I'm joined by none other than...
Jake Lee.
All right. Yes, Jake and I are brothers, and this is the first podcast that we will be doing. So we hope you enjoy it, and if you don't listen anymore. So that's pretty much how it rolls. But so you all are probably pretty familiar with me, but Jake is one of the mystery tobacco reviewers on the Pipe Professor webpage. So that's kind of cool that we get to hear his perspective, not only on tobacco, but kind of the mystery aspects of he doesn't have any idea what he's smoking when he does those reviews.
So not a clue.
You looking forward? You looking forward to those?
I am. I'm actually getting ready as soon as I get back to my house here. Gonna try it out, write my first review, and I'm looking forward to it. I've already checked them all out and really looking forward to the next few months. So
awesome. So just a little bit of procedure before we move forward. If you're not of legal smoking age wherever you live, and that varies around the world, and this could be heard by various people around the world, if you are not of legal smoking age, please turn this off now. It is a podcast revolving around pipes, pipe tobacco, cigars, and adult material. Speaking of which, this will be for a mature audience. We're just going to shoot the shit like we normally do as brothers on certain topics. So if you are easily offended, don't listen to this show.
This podcast is not for you.
That's right. We prefer 18 and older. And then, of course, legal smoking age. So, all right, now that that's out of the way, let's talk about what this podcast is going to be about, if I can actually speak. Really, as I said, it's just two brothers sitting and shooting the shit. If you are easily offended and can't handle mature topics and adults having mature conversation, don't listen into this podcast. So, all right, time frame. We are going to be posting bi-weekly, so every other week you'll get 45 amazing minutes, roughly 45 minutes of amazing pipe smoking conversation between two extremely intelligent individuals. So get prepared for that. Before we move on, let's do what we call in the YouTube pipe community. And yes, I do have a YouTube channel. My brother here is a lurker, is what we call. So he watches YouTube videos, but doesn't really, you don't participate, right?
No, not participating in
that's,
the videos.
That's right. No. Maybe soon, though. Maybe soon we can convince him. But we're going to do what we call the little housekeeping. So I'm smoking my Savinelli St. Nicholas 2017 320. A beautiful, beautiful pipe, rusticated. And in it, I am smoking some McLellan Christmas Cheer 2015. I do have to say that the Metalhead Cigar Guy on YouTube busted out some 2015 in one of his videos this past week, and he's talking about how good it's gotten over the time. And so it really just, I was like, man, I got to try that out again. So, and you, I think you're smoking your Dagner Poker.
That's correct. Yeah.
And some one of my favorite blends actually is a Dan Tobacco Hamburg Viermeister. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Delicious.
Yeah, I think so too. It's one of my favorite blends, and I think that tin actually had some age on it. So
yeah, it has.
Yeah, very good. So that's the housekeeping for today. You'll probably hear us lighting and puffing as we go along. All right, let's jump into a segment here that we are going to call "Make Me Think." The "Make Me Think" segment. Smoking a lot of times is associated with contemplation, you know, just having that time to sit and think and wonder about the world.
Very meditative.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Meditative is a great word for it. You know, we have those anti-tobacco, you know, zealots that are, you know, we call them the FDA, who like to think that, you know, oh my goodness, the harm is way worse than the positive. But I don't agree with that at all, actually.
No,
so
not at all.
Especially in moderation. But for the first Make Me Think segment, for those of you out in the radio world here or on YouTube or wherever you're gaining this media, there is a YouTube video titled The Greater Good Mind Field, and it's a seasonal thing. It's actually offered on YouTube Red. So actually, before we move on, do you know anything about YouTube Red? Have you seen this?
No, not really. I'm not a... not. Yeah.
Yeah, so... YouTube Red, it's a paid service through YouTube. So you can pay, and I don't know all the ins and outs, so if someone out there wants to leave comment or, you know, whatever, essentially they're charging a fee to watch specialty videos. And some of these are like episodes or seasonal. episodes. So it's kind of like their own Netflix, essentially, right?
Right on.
Now, that's the most interesting thing for me about YouTube, and I want to get your opinion on this, is that what made YouTube great is it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
I mean, so... And especially with all this net neutrality going,
net
right?
Net neutrality,
yeah, there you go. That's a fail bucket, but that's another conversation. Anyway, this video, it's by the user Vsauce. So essentially, this popped up in my feed, and this one was free. A lot of his content is free. This one was a paid, but it was like one of the freebie paid, right?
Right.
Okay, so like, sample this, and if you like it, pay us, and you get more, right?
Right.
Which is good. I don't know that I'll pay for it, but he had some great points. But when someone with the name of Vsauce pops up in my YouTube feed, which, by the way, this guy is about as dorky as they get. Okay, now, I don't get any room to call anybody a dork. PhD, nerdy, reader, writer, okay, right? But this guy is like Nerds R Us. Now, I know that you got to watch the beginning of the video, right?
Yeah, I've watched the first few minutes, but I haven't completed the full episode just yet.
Sorry, pipe relight here. So essentially, when this video is based upon this old psychological idea that they call it the trolley problem, I think is what they were talking about,
uh-huh.
Where if you had the ability to, the train or trolley is going down the tracks, and you can switch the track, so you can either go to the left or continue to the left, pardon me, or you can move the track to the right, you had the ability to pull the lever. The only, you know, people are thinking, well, that's not a big deal, but the only stipulation is that if you continue straight on the track, you're going to hit or kill 5 people, right?
Right.
But if you change the track, you will only kill 1 person, okay? So, I guess the problem, the issue, what would be a good word for this, tension.
Yeah, occurs, the dilemma.
Yeah, yeah. It occurs when you, human instinct, have to make a choice. In a very short amount of time. And that choice is going to, really, it's the fate of somebody. It lies in your hands, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, so we're going to talk about this just a little bit. And I'm not going to completely spoil the video for you, but essentially this Vsauce fella actually runs this experiment. And it's really, 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 really well done. I encourage you to go check that video out, and it's about 30 minutes.
We can put the link in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
So the listeners can just go to the show notes, click on it. Yeah,
there you go. Yep. Yeah, perfect. So be looking for that. It's about 38 minute video. It's well worth it. It's super interesting, but they actually get to run this experiment. And so this test, essentially. So my question to you, brother, is what would you do? So you're barreling down the tracks, or even better, let's put you in the same stance that they did these people who took this test.
Right.
They're watching everything take place in a... from a train command center where they can control the way trains are moving. They specifically set people up to look at, you know, these two tracks. They see the construction workers walk out there. Their backs are turned. 5 of them are looking the other direction, working. 1 guy's on a cell phone looking at the other direction, working. This train is coming. They see it. You know how to switch the track because of how they set it up.
Right.
What would you do, man?
You know, I want to say that I'd pull the lever and just take the one person, but... Being in the moment, I don't know if, you know, I guess from a morality standpoint here, yeah, you would say spare the 5 and take the 1, but there's so much more that's going into this, I feel like, you know, like.
Yeah, you know, and most people, I agree with you. I think I would, being asked the question and trying to answer the question myself, I would flip the lever, right?
Yeah.
And say, oh, okay, well, if we got to watch casualties, let's only lose 1 life instead of 5.
5, right.
Let's go a little deeper into this, though, okay?
Right.
First off, most people answer the way we do, okay? That, yeah, okay, let's, less is more, right? Okay? However, what science tells us is that in the heat of the moment, and as you'll figure out in the video, if you go watch it, that most people don't make a decision at all because they freeze up in a moment of...
Your adrenaline, it stops you. You panic completely. Yeah, I could totally see that.
Yeah, so most of the people, and I don't mean to be a spoiler, but most of the people in this segment, they froze up. They freeze up, and they can't make a decision. And so guess what? 5 lives are lost.
Yep.
A lot of the reasons they give for that are like, well, I didn't know if I was allowed to, or
I wasn't sure if I hit the button, it would, even though they knew that if they hit the button, you know, it would switch the tracks.
No, act and then ask forgiveness later.
That's good. That's good. So, what if you knew that the five people had bad backgrounds? Let's say you knew for a fact that three of them, or those five, maybe you didn't know this. Maybe you weren't aware of this. Those five were actually doing a drug deal, getting ready to shuffle heroin, let's say. Okay?
All right.
And the other guy who walked away from them was calling the police. Right? And he's on the phone, his back turned, and guess what? You just changed the track. And now the guy who's doing the right thing pays the penalty. What now?
Well, I guess I hope he got through. That way they can track the cell phone and find these fuckers on this fucking heroin deal here. Yep. But
you know, there's so many levels to this because you just don't know. You don't know why. You know, and you make the best decision you can with the information you have.
Right.
Right. And I don't think in life, and this is just my opinion, and as Brian Good on the Piped Magazine radio show says, I'm an expert at my own opinion. So let's just go ahead and get that out of the way.
Right.
But any time you can make a decision that's best for you or your family with the information you have, I think you can't doubt yourself. And I feel like a lot of people in society go back and they reflect on things and they're like, oh, well, damn, you know.
What if? What if? What if?
Right.
No.
When really it's like, man, you know what? I made the best decision I could with the information I had. I'm going to own it. And, you know, from here on out, I've learned from it. Because we live in a microwave society that doesn't like to fail.
No. And the universe tends to unfold as it should. So, you know, you hit those five people. Maybe that was supposed to happen, and life will evolve around that. You know, that was the fate of that day, of that moment.
I agree with you. Other thing is, so say you send the train sending toward those five people, right? You switched it toward the one who's on the cell phone, completely distracted. Maybe one of the five guys would have heard the train in time as it caught up and pushed some of his colleagues out of the way, or was able to, like, oh my God, get out the damn way, you know? So you never know, but go check that video out. It's going to make you think. It's going to make you ponder, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely.
Make sure you have a pipe in your hand to sit and enjoy the moment, and let us know what you would have done, how you would have kind of handled that encounter. It's quite interesting, the psychological aspect of it. So, all right. Goofy gossip. Let's talk some goofy gossip for a second. We are...
goofy gossip.
That's right. Actually doing this taping of the Pipe Professor podcast live. Typically we won't, although we are very close. We both are university bound, and so university takes us to different parts of the United States.
Absolutely.
So we don't live in the same state because of that.
We happen to be together at the moment, but typically I reside currently in the Midwest in Iowa.
Yep, and as most of you know, I live in the Bluegrass State, so good old Kentucky. And we are home in Kentucky right now, and it kind of has to do with this goofy gossip, but it's because of the holidays.
Absolutely.
Because of Christmas.
Yeah, right around the corner.
So. That's right. So, and if you celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. You know, no discrimination here. Christmas is something we've always celebrated. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's talk about Christmas for a second. So one of my favorite parts about Christmas is not only the Christmas tree, the lights, the family, right?
Yeah.
But Christmas movies.
The movies, man. I got a shit ton of them on my DVR I got to catch up on when I get home.
Love it. Love it. So what was the last one you've watched so far?
The last one I watched would have been Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you're gay. All right. So,
fuck you. All right.
So,
caught the end of it.
Well, watched it by myself while I touched me. Never mind. Anyway, we'll maybe edit that part out. Last one.
Wow. Perfect.
So being
like
Kentucky,
we said, we're in Kentucky. Yeah, a lot of people that rev their fucking engines.
That's
so.
Right. Redneck neighbors are a guarantee. So, the last one I watched was Christmas Vacation.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that's a good one. I haven't caught that one yet.
Yeah, it's a classic. It's a have to every year. Uncle Eddie, you know, the Jelly Jam, the Jelly Month Club. I mean, that's all great.
Really fishing for that Christmas bonus.
You got it. You nailed it. So, my question to you is, because I had this conversation with some colleagues in the office, and we are in disagreeing terms on this. What qualifies something to be a Christmas movie? So let me give you some examples of where the disagreement happened.
All right.
I said, and I wholeheartedly believe, both Lethal Weapon, the first one, and Die Hard, they count for me as Christmas movies. I qualify both of those as Christmas movies. In fact, oh, folks, wait a second. Just a second. Oh, that sound you hear is not a monster truck. It's a Chevy Cavalier. Actually, it's a... What is that?
It's a Dodge Dakota.
Don't think that this is the commercial Dodge wanted to. Visit your local Dodge dealer now. So that you two can sound like a can of ass going down the road.
When you can't afford a Flowmaster, you just cut the muffler off completely. Welcome to Kentucky.
Perfect. Folks, this is what you're going to get on this podcast, so just get prepared. Anyway, I firmly feel that both Lethal Weapon, the first one at least, and Die Hard are Christmas movies.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I agree with that. I don't think it has to be about necessarily the holiday season, and it doesn't have to have Santa Claus in it or elves or the North Pole or anything like that. I think if it's taking place during that time of year, you know, the houses, the businesses, they're decorated as such, then it's absolutely a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I agree with you. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, mark me if I'm wrong, you're probably a bigger movie buff than I am, but doesn't Lethal Weapon start with Jingle Bell Rock?
It does.
Doesn't it open with Jingle Bell Rock?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And Die Hard 2, they're at a Christmas party, right?
Right.
For me, those are Christmas movies. They happen around the Christmas season. I have the option to watch Die Hard. I own all three of them, right?
Yeah.
I think there may be a fourth, actually. I don't know. But the first three are the best. I have the option to watch that movie whenever I want. I only watch it around Christmas time.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to be sitting in July going, oh, hell, let's watch some Die Hard.
Right. No, so, I agree.
Okay, what about this one? We both have kids. What about Frozen? Disney's Frozen.
I absolutely hate that movie.
Okay.
Completely overrated.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my comments on that. So, Christmas movie? I don't know. It just takes place in a winter wonderland. I mean, hell, that could be fucking January, February. Depending on where you're at in the country, that's year round. You know, like I don't feel like there's a lot going on there, Christmas. I mean, I've seen it on TV this time of year, and I don't partake in it. Like I said, I told you all my opinion on Frozen, so
he really DVRs it while he watches Four Christmases or whatever it was.
It's my favorite, yeah. Let it go, let it go.
Perfect. I can already hear us screaming in some Frozen over this. I agree with you. My colleagues who disagree with me about Lethal Weapon and Die Hard, they think Frozen is a Christmas movie. I do not. There's no Christmas in the movie besides, like you just mentioned, snow and cold.
Right.
But I would argue that if you live in Florida, you don't ever see snow and cold in the... During this holiday season, right?
No, exactly.
So to make the assumption that just because it's cold outside, baby, it's cold. Just because it's cold outside, I don't think that makes it a Christmas movie.
No, especially like I said, it's not just cold in December. It can be cold in November.
You're right.
January, February, March. Hell, like I said, depending on where you're listening to this from, it's probably cold where you're at year round.
Could be very much.
You know,
and you know, maybe Frozen's more of a February movie.
Yeah.
Right, because there's a love story involved. That goes tragically wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But then I guess it gets right again. How do you fall in love with somebody who loves their mule? Or whatever that thing is. Right. Okay,
beats
cool.
Me.
What about, before we move off this kind of goofy gossip here, let me get your thoughts. What about Black Friday, Cyber Monday? Do you participate in Black Friday?
I do not. I do not participate in Black Friday or Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Neither one.
Neither do I. And I know a lot of people out there do, and they love it. For me, I feel like we forget about Thanksgiving. I feel like Thanksgiving has become overshadowed.
Yeah.
I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's always been a big part of our family growing up.
Absolutely.
We get to see family, friends, and
people come in from out of town. And,
you're right. So we've got all these stores opening up like on Thanksgiving night and stuff, and it's like, let's be thankful and then let's be selfish assholes, you know.
Green, yeah. So, for some deals, some cheap deals. I mean.
Right. And the reality is, if you really pay attention, a lot of those deals just continue through the month of December.
They do. They do. So,
but, no, I don't, nor do I. I don't participate in Black Friday. I don't get out there and, like, stand in the freezing cold so that I can fight somebody for a Pikachu or whatever the hot toy is.
A $200 55-inch TV. Like, get out of here.
This year, it's I think it's Fingerlings are the hot toy.
What
right?
the hell is that?
Okay, good. You don't know what a Fingerling is.
No, back in my day, you got those at the adult bookstore. I don't know where people are getting those nowadays.
The Lion's Den, that's right.
Using my Kohl's cash to get Fingerlings.
It sounds awful, but these are truly, they're interactive, this is the way I understand them, they're interactive finger puppets.
Yes, oh that's a that's God. A pause of awe, everyone. I know you that's can't see my brother's face right now. Yes, so they interact with you, like you put them on your finger, like we did when we were young, like yeah. finger puppet,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
But, like it'll talk back to you and have a conversation. Okay, this is wrong on so many levels to me. So many levels. First off, I used to play with, when we used to play finger puppets, yeah. it was called imagination.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We didn't have iPhones, iPads.
That's right. And so, even, I think it was maybe Albert Einstein. I think Albert Einstein said that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And that's really interesting when you think about that, because he's right. Where do all good ideas start? You know, the Wright brothers, they had to have some kind of damn imagination to say, I bet we could fly something in the air and people will ride on it. What?
You put know? Some bed sheets on some wood and take that ship for a flight.
That's like, right. You know, gotta, like, yeah. You know, Ben Franklin putting a key on a kite, right?
Right.
Is that even real? I don't even know if that's a
I think that's fable. Real.
Is that,
I don't
know, is that yeah. real? Okay. I'm not a historian. That's nope. not my area of study, but.
Nor is it mine, so.
Yeah, so, you know, at what point are we dumbing ourselves down, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and they're expensive. Like, these things are going for a mad amount of money. But it's a finger puppet. It's a glorified finger puppet is what it is. I just have an issue with that. I can tell you right now, my kids will not be receiving fingerlings.
No.
Nor my wife. but yeah.
Nope.
I just, wow, you know, I don't know where
that
we're
That was
at.
Not part of my Christmas shopping. No, and that's, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, that's all that you can say is wow.
So. This is really the first I've heard of that. And I'm honestly shocked.
So it seems like this every year, though, that the toy of the year gets dumber and dumber, you know?
It does.
We had those Furby things and Tickle Me Elmo. Anybody remember Tickle
Me
Elmo?
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the last thing I talk about when we're on this subject is I think you can we can both relate that, and you mentioned it to me earlier, and it's really funny, is that it's not the holiday season without some Andy Williams.
It's not. No. No. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I have listened to Andy Williams' Christmas album for... on repeat for the last probably 2 weeks since the day after Thanksgiving. That's when I start.
Mm-hmm.
I blast it through my Bluetooth wireless speaker in my studio. Boom.
Yep. I
great
agree.
Tunes.
I start listening to Christmas music. It's typically like December 1st, right? So I'll start listening to some Christmas music. I love Christmas music. Our dad grew, we grew up with our dad playing the vinyl 33 and a half or 33 and a third, the record. Andy Williams Christmas.
Absolutely.
So that's what we grew up on, and so that is always, you know, and Andy died a couple years ago, pancreas cancer, I think it was.
I believe so.
But, yeah, so he is absolutely, he's what makes Christmas for me a lot of times. You know, gets me in that holiday season, and we were just talking about, because I've just now gotten into vinyl. You've been into vinyl for a little bit.
Yeah, I've been collecting for a few years now, yeah.
I would love to have that album, so and I think you would too. So that
yeah,
would be,
that's what we were talking about. That's definitely on my list of albums to collect.
So if that's on the bucket list, then maybe I'll be able to check that one off.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's close out this first one here. It's been fun. It's good to gossip, smoke some pipes, just enjoy company. What are you drinking there? We forgot to do housekeeping on.
Oh
this,
yeah, so. I have Mad Tree Thunder Snow. It's a spiced Scottish ale.
Nice.
From Cincinnati, Ohio, just up the road from where we're recording this right now. Good flavor, real good flavor. Dark beer, but all the beers that I've had so far have been really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Really good. I've been drinking them all day. I'm a few deep at this point. So.
I'm with you, which makes talking to a microphone a little bit easier.
Oh, a little bit easier. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I actually have water out here with me right now.
You called me gay.
Yeah. Okay.
High-quality H2O.
I'm going to eat some crow there. But I've been drinking the Mad Tree Lift all day.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've tanked them in the fridge. I don't think there are anymore. but, yeah, and if you visit the pipeprofessor.wordpress.com website, I've posted up there a few of my favorite things, and it's... as you'll note, that Mad Tree Lift, that was my favorite beer this year, and we kind of discovered it. I discovered it with you. You were there with me.
Yeah, at the Incubus concert.
Yeah, we went and saw Incubus this summer up in Cincinnati at the, what was it, the River Bend?
River Bend Music Center. Yeah, River Bend, for sure, yeah.
Damn good show.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember...
Pouring down rain.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, man.
Well,
yeah.
It had been hot all day long, right? And then all of a sudden, we go to this tiny little bar, where I'm like, I want like a Pilsner or a Kolsch, you know, style of beer, because it's hot. I want something thick and heavy. We're going to be out there standing with all those people.
Oh, yeah.
Sweat. And I asked that bartender, I said, well, give me something that you would... And he brought me the Mad Tree. I never had Mad Tree Lift. It was on tap. My God. It, dude,
You talk about stuff. Yeah, bliss. I mean, and from that point on, I've been drinking Mad Tree Leaf, which makes it the number one beer for me this year. But yeah, that's what we're tanking down right now. But we're going to close out this segment, and maybe in the future we'll also close out with these. But it's called Pipe Pontification. So a little bit of parting knowledge. So I have a quote written here, and I'm just going to read it, and really we're just going to sign off with that quote, okay? Right. Let people just kind of smoke and think their own way until the next show, right? So,
cool.
This quote is by, make sure I get it right, Theodore Roosevelt? Yep, Theodore Roosevelt.
Old Teddy.
Yeah, old Teddy.
The old Teddy.
Yep. Going through what he went through, you know, obviously you have some wisdom, right?
So, yeah.
But old Teddy Roosevelt says, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So with that, we're going to sign off. Make sure you take care of each other. Care for one another. Life's precious. Smoke lots of pipes with those that you love, those that you care about. And above all, have fun, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Till next time, this is Dr. Kyle Andrew, the Pipe Professor, and...
I'm Jake Lee.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Everybody's got to get on board.